Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you as usual live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Cigars with the Cave Show, Sports Talk Radio. It is Friday. It is the end of the week. It is the last Friday in January. January 27th. We have a lot on the docket today. First, I want to thank you all for joining me as usual. I did get a heads up. I said I haven't been giving out the call-in line lately. I guess that's because I haven't wanted to hear anyone else's call-in. But I will give it out today, and maybe if there's time, I'll take a couple. If there's time, I'm in a giving mood. It's the last Friday of the month. Why not, right? Well, we have a lot of stuff that we're going to get into today. We're going to talk NFL, of course. AFC, NFC playoff games. I'll give you who I think will win. But we're already winners. Because how about them Cowboys? They're gone. So we're already winners. So we'll talk about that. All-star NBA snubs. There's a lot of people butthurt over who's starting and not starting. We'll talk about that. What can the Suns do? What can the Cards do? House cleaning, local business here in Phoenix. And some other things I want to get into as well. Quarterbacks that had their scholarship pulled that are now going to a school that would be the less likely school, rather offered a scholarship by a school that would you wouldn't think would be the school coming to his aid and his defense. So we have a lot of stuff to get into today, a lot of stuff. So let's do this. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR, coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, Chandler version, Chandler location, 4991 South Alma School. That's Alma School in Chandler Heights. Get down here and definitely check them out. Let them know that PLR sent you. You'll get 10% off of your cigar purchase. You also can become a member, get your access to the members' lounge, get yourself a locker back from your humidor, and never have to worry about your sticks going bad. Great place to be. They will be showing the big game. There will be a lot of things going on. So as we get closer, I will fill you in on both locations and what's going on for the big game. If you do not become a member, like I said, no worries. A lot of places for you to sit, watch TV, relax. They have all the TV channels, all the packages, all the sports that you can get. So definitely come down here and check them out. If you can't make it in, go to Stogie World. That's S-T-O-G-I-E, world.com. And if you place your order early enough, they will ship out your order the exact same day. All that happens right here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Don't forget, let them know that PLR sent you. And you will get 10% off of your cigar purchase. So let's hop right in and let's talk NFL. I'm not giving you my picks yet. I'm going to tease the hell out of them, but I'm not going to give you my picks yet. But we got what we wanted. We've got the four best teams in each conference. That rarely happens. There's always an upset somewhere, but we have the four best teams playing. We have San Francisco going out to Philly. I've said all along, I think if there's any team that could beat Philadelphia, it would be the Niners. So we have this game now, finally. I will say this, though. We already, and I teased it already, we already won an NFC Championship game because the Cowboys aren't there. So we are not subjected to another week of Nonstop Cowboy. Now, we still get it a lot on other networks. And we get their, like, their lame rhymes, Dak lost the attack and played whack and all that nonsense. But they are out. Like 28 other teams, the Cowboys are out. And just a little secret on other things, Packers are out too. And I am going to talk just a little bit, very begrudgingly, about Aaron Rodgers. Very begrudgingly. But there's a lot of rumors out there swirling. So definitely want to get into that as well. In fact, I think I will get into that before I talk about the games, because it's a side chatter. The Jets would be absolutely insane if they go out and they pull off a trade to bring a 40-year-old quarterback in and have to give up high draft assets for someone who's been threatening to retire for the better part of a year. That would just be dumb, and that would just be stupid. If the Jets are dumb enough to make this move, they better get that he's going to play 2 years. Because money isn't an object for him. Half the time, that was not even a subject, even though he likes it, even though everybody else likes it, even though we like to put it in our bank account. He does not and will not base everything on income. That's not how he operates. Because there's really no need. He's not a poor man, so there is no need for him to worry so much about what the money situation is. Now, the Jets could trade for him. He plays 1 year and retires. If I'm Green Bay, I don't trade him. I don't. I wait until he's the least amount of cap hit to me if I think about trading him. I tell him, hey, man, you're back. And then let's see what happens. But I wouldn't make that move. I would not. I would not give Green Bay all those assets for a 40-year quarterback that keeps letting retirement. So just my thought on Aaron. And hopefully we won't talk about him again until that rolls around. And cleaning up the games from last weekend, before we get into this weekend, we'll start with Dallas and San Francisco. Purdy looked good, didn't look great. And if we're going to be honest, he can't play like that this week against Philadelphia. He's going to have to play better. Can't just rely on that defense. I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to be the turnover machine that Dak Prescott was. So Purdy may have to be the difference. Not just the guy, the placeholder that holds everything together. He may actually be the difference. So he's got to play a whole lot differently. He has a good coach. Kyle Shanahan, I'm sure, will call a great game plan. But we're going to need to see more from Purdy if they're expected to beat Philadelphia. It can't just be safety. Cannot just be safety. Dallas has a lot of infighting coming out of that game. Michael Parsons isn't happy with Dak. Dak says he has to do better. Yada, yada, yada. Da, 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 da. Whatever it is, it's the same. I love how when people say, can you win a Super Bowl with this quarterback? Can you win a Super Bowl with that quarterback? And that can be a topic that lasts for weeks over and over again. Every time someone says to me, can you win a quarterback with this guy or can you win with that guy? I just remind them Trent Dilfer has a Super Bowl ring. And if you can win a Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer as quarterback, you can win with just about anybody. Hell, Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. So, no, everything doesn't have to happen for you to have a Mahomes or a Burrow or one of those top-name guys to win a Super Bowl. But what those guys need is everything to go right around them. And coaches that understand a clock. I think if anybody buys the Dallas Cowboys head coach any presents for Christmas, birthdays, wedding anniversaries, bar mitzvahs, whatever, buy him a stopwatch and let him practice on it. Because there's no way in hell you should burn off 30 seconds running your punch team on the field. Not that that would have changed the game. Those are the things you just can't do. Clock management is not his friend. We know that. And every year there's a way and there's a game that he proves it more and more. Clock isn't his thing. But putting a bow on the Cowboys, they lost again. Jerry Jones wants to get one more in. I think he's 104. Time is getting close. But they need more than just a quarterback that throws to their guys. They need another receiver. They may need another running back. Maybe they need for their owner not to hold more press conferences than their head coach. I don't know. Maybe it could be something as small as that. But we will find out next year when it gets going again. But congratulations to San Francisco playing the right kind of game against the team. I believe I said it. They're going to punch Dallas in the face on offense and on defense. What sealed the game was their last drive when they ran the ball right down Dallas's throat. They're going to attempt to do that this week against Philadelphia. Philadelphia is a whole different beast because they can score, and their quarterback doesn't turn the ball over. So it's going to be a whole different game this week for the San Francisco 49ers. And that's why Brock is going to have to play a whole lot better than he did last week. They're going to need to use Debo. They're going to need to use Ayuk. They're going to have to get McCaffrey on the edges. Because the Philadelphia Eagles, they bring pressure with four. They're not blitzing left and right and right and left. They come get you. 70 sacks, they come get you. Now, the flip side is, I don't think Philadelphia's played a team that constantly hits you in the face. And it's constantly as physical as San Francisco. So I think, honestly, everyone is loving the game over on the AFC side. And everyone's ready to watch the battle of the Titans with these quarterbacks. But I think you're going to get a really good game in Philadelphia. And like I said, I'll give you that pick shortly. Bypassing the commercial break, jump right into the AFC. Okay, so maybe I missed something. And if I did, I can accept that. I miss things. I'll admit when I'm wrong. I have no problem with that. But when the season's Mahomes was going to be supplanted by Justin Herbert, and there was no way that Herbert wasn't going to win that division. Well, he lost to Mahomes. And then Josh Allen, oh, he was the one. He was the MVP if it wasn't going to be Josh Herbert because Mahomes lost his best receiver, and there's no way he'd recover from that. And Kansas City would be a nice team, but they wouldn't be the Chiefs. Josh Allen is at home. And now all of a sudden it's Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow is that dude. So listen to me very carefully. This is not a knock on Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow, I honestly believe, is the second best quarterback in the NFL. But if you're second best, that must mean there's a guy that's first best. And maybe when he stops hosting the AFC Championship games, also known as the Mahomes Invitationals, maybe one of those quarterbacks will be better. It's sad that you get to be so good that you're measured against yourself. And so if you are not throwing 55 touchdowns a year, you had a down year, even though you led the league in passing, you led the league in touchdowns, you led the league or second in the league in efficiency, and you're hosting the AFC Championship game again. But somehow everyone else is better than you. This isn't tennis. This isn't boxing. Quarterbacks have offenses. They have defenses. So beating someone doesn't necessarily mean that quarterback is better than that quarterback. But in this case, what hasn't Mahomes accomplished that Joe Burrow is looking to accomplish that would make Burrow better? So let's go down this list a little bit. Let's just make sure I'm not missing anything. Hosting AFC Championship games. Let's see, that's 5-0. MVPs. Well, it looks like he's going to get number 2, so that'd be 2-0. Super Bowls. There's 2-1. Super Bowl victories. There's 1-0. But yet and still, every week, we look for a reason why this guy is done. He's an alien. You don't get a high ankle sprain and come back in the game. He is not from here. I've been telling you this for 4 years. This guy is not from here. Win or lose this week, he is the best quarterback in the NFL. That doesn't mean he has the best team in the NFL, but he is the best quarterback. Well, you just say that because he can throw from angles. Well, yeah. Well, you just say that because he can go over the top. Well, yeah. Well, you just say that because his team wins. Well, yeah. He's the best. The NFL quarterback pecking order goes Mahomes, Burrow, and then you can start sacking the rest as you want. Been this way about Justin Herbert. Again, it's not knocking, it's reality. Until you can win and consistently go to the playoffs and go through things to get your team to the playoffs, you can't be the best quarterback in the game. Joe Burrow, let's give him that credit. Last year, his offensive line sucked. Hell, it may have been as bad as the Cardinals' offensive line, and that's saying a lot because those guys suck. But he still got his team to the Super Bowl. He took 9 sacks in a playoff game and won. So I don't want to hear Josh Allen is as good as Burrow. I don't want to hear Herbert as good as Burrow because they're not. And sometimes when you say stuff, people think you're putting the other person down. No, it's just not as good. It's not a knock. A lot of guys go to Sizzlers. Doesn't make it Ruth Chris. One is just better. But I'm anxious to see what happens in this game. Cincinnati's defense is really good. Really good. They come at you. Will Patrick Mahomes be able to move laterally? North and south, not worried about. East and west on that high ankle sprain. He's not Jalen Hurts, so he's not going to run all over the place, but he runs enough. Will he be able to get away from the defensive ends of Cincinnati if he needs to? The one thing I'm really anxious to see, if KC builds a lead, can they run the ball and take time off the clock? Can Pacheco be the thing that was missing the last couple of years, them over the top? That's going to be the game. Either way, we are looking at that quarterback battle with these two teams for the next 10 years. And you have to give Burrow this. What other quarterback could go into Cincinnati and have them this good this short period of time? Cincinnati was a place quarterbacks went to die. And he's done it back to back. And people said that, well, you know, look at his start. Dude came off of an appendectomy, didn't play in the preseason, and came right in and played. So this is going to be a game. I don't care what you're doing Sunday evening, don't do it. If you have points with the wife, use them for this one. Because don't miss this one. And I'll give you those picks after the break. We still have to get into Steve Wilks because I'm still kind of confused about that firing of him, or rather, they're not bringing him back. Still confused about that one. And I think the NFL is making a big mistake, and not just with Steve Wilks, but with the direction they're going with a lot of coaches right now. And now they're so on offense, and that's all they're focusing on, that they're forgetting to play defense in football, too. So we'll get into that right when we come back. We still have to get into these NBA snubs, which I think is just talking points. But we'll get into all of that right here on the Cave Show. PLR brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar Tobacco.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with Pierre Law."
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Make sure you're following us on social media at the Sports Cave, on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. Remember, Cave is with the K. And you can get me personally on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. So when I left, I was talking about Coach Wilkes being fired, or I keep saying fired, not brought back, by Carolina. And it does make you stop and wonder. And they hired Frank Wright, right? Congratulations to him. He did a great job in Indianapolis when he was first hired, kind of faded at the end. Offensive coach. We'll get into that in a second. But I'm hard pressed to believe that Wilkes' suit against the NFL isn't coming back to bite him a little bit. Now, we do know, allegedly, that when you're suing a company, they are not allegedly supposed to hold it against you at your place of work. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Go sue your company and go and apply for a promotion and see how that works out. But he's in on that suit that says the NFL does not hire black coaches and can be racist. That's just, let's just call it what it is. I think what gives that a little bit of credence, and I shouldn't say a little bit, is I will always tell you, look at retreads and see the way retreads work and name the retread black coaches versus the retread white coaches. And you'll see there's obviously a difference. Now, the Rooney Rule is supposed to be put in place that says everyone has a shot and you have to go in and you have to hire, or rather, interview one minority coach. And I think the fallacy and the fart and the joke about this whole thing is no one is saying hire someone who's not qualified to fill a mythical quota, but give them an honest chance in the interview. But the truth is that will never happen because owners, billionaires are going to do what they want when they want. If they know who they want, that's who they're going to go and get. You don't even have to throw race in that one. Frank Wright got fired to bring in a guy who has never coached a game in his life, and Jeff Saturday, because he's the owner's buddy. So owners will do what they want when they want. If they have to make it look a certain way so they don't get a little bit of heat, they will. But some of them just don't give a shit. They'll do what they want and turn their noses up. Why? Because it's their league. And at the end of the day, who's going to discipline them? The commissioner? Well, let me remind everyone. The commissioner works for the owners. The owners do not work for the commissioner. I just think the NFL also has some issues with defensive coaches. Everything has to be offensive slanted. I don't care how good of an offensive coach you are. If you trade away your best running back in the middle of the season and you have a coach that could take a 1-4 start from the offensive guru that was supposed to be a quarterback whisperer, and now he's fired, and you put in a defensive coach who guys played hard for, and he went 6-6 to end the season, and they realistically had a shot at the playoffs, why is he let go? Let me say this again. The coach that went 6-6 and had you almost in the playoffs is replaced by the guy who went 3-5, who had a quarterback, they said, who had a running game, that had the second best rated offensive line and had a decent defense. Make it make sense. You can't. And I think a lot will come out on who the Cardinals hire. Will the owners really forget about the lawsuit and really go out and hire the right coach for the job? We will see. I don't know. The Cardinals are the Cardinals. They have this wet dream that they can get Sean Payton. I say no. I say if you want Sean Payton, he doesn't want the Cardinals. He's either going to go to Denver, he's going to do TV another year, and he's going to go out to L.A. with the team, with the quarterback. The Cardinals behind the Texans is the worst job in NFL. Why would he come here? But anyway, like I said, we'll see what happens. I hope Wilkes gets another shot. If I were a betting man, I would say no. I think he'll end up someone's defensive coordinator. And then when that person gets fired, he'll ascend to interim again. And it seems like that's the trajectory that he's on the rest of his career. So we'll see. You know, I take a look at Pittsburgh and say that guy did a heck of a job. Might be something in these black coaches after all. Do you want to talk about, though, when we're talking football, I do want to talk about getting into this offensive coordinator just a little bit more. Nathaniel Hackett was hired by Denver because he was another quarterback whisperer. Bears hired Nagy. He was a quarterback whisperer. Do you think it's time that coaches just, or teams just hired the best coach? A defensive coach can win. See New England. See Pittsburgh. See Buffalo. If you have the right offensive coordinator, you can win. So everyone is looking for the next guy. Brandon Staley is not very good, but he's another quarterback whisperer. As a Bears fan, I went through a bunch of scotch watching Matt Nagy as a quarterback whisperer. It's more than the coaching than just saying this guy can work well with the QB and he can call a play. How can he coach the rest of the team? And I know it's the hot thing to do. It's a copycat league. When Sean McVay got hired in L.A. with the Rams, everybody else went out and tried to get their next Sean McVay. Get it in Green Bay. Get it here in Phoenix. Maybe you go a different direction. Maybe you don't copycat. And maybe that's the way you go. But we shall see. Curious to see how this all shakes out as the offseason continues. Sean Payton, keep getting those free meals, the free flights, the free everything. Let them court you. Being courted is fun. But I don't think he lands here. If he does, I'll be the first to admit that I was wrong. But if I left a team that won the Super Bowl in my coaching career, the owner will spend money, players will go play there. Why would I come here? Why? Why the hell would I come to Phoenix? So we'll find out. Usually I save picks to the very end, but today we're going to change it up just a little bit. It's short. There's only two games. Let's do it. Let me give you the picks for this week. Right here on the K Show with PLR. first game I'm going to do is Philadelphia-San Francisco. This is an odd game because Philadelphia is favored by 2.5. This is going to be a good bet either side that you take because you're going to be able to win by 3. Most games in the NFL land on the 3s. 27-24, 24-21, 17-14. So if you can get a 2.5-point gift, either side, you have to take that bet. The odd makers will, the wise guys will change up on you on this one. See the slide to 3. So if you're betting this game, bet early. Phillies at home, they're a 2.5-point favorite, which means on a neutral site, they'd be a 0.5 dog. They'd be a dog in San Francisco. Remember, betting also means what money is coming in at. Philadelphia has proven all year they are the most complete team in the NFC, and it really hasn't been close. Jalen Hurts protects the ball. They can run on you. A.J. Brown on one side just makes everything open up for everybody. Offensively, they just have a lot. They led the league in sacks. They're going to get after Brock Purdy. And Brock Purdy is a great story. But I think that's the way it's going to be, a great story, because Philadelphia is the truth. I'm telling you right now, go ahead and make this bet. Take Philly, 2.5, but take the bet before the wise guys move the line on. The other game, Kansas City started out as a favorite. Then the whole high ankle sprain made of a dog at home. Then Patrick Mahomes shows you that he can jump off a building and still fly in practice this week. And now Kansas City's a 1-point favorite again. I am not betting against Patrick Mahomes. Take them in that 1 point. I am sure somewhere in the back of Kansas City's mind, those are grown men too, and they're tired of hearing how they can't beat Cincinnati. Joe Burrow's going to play his ass off. Jamar Chase is going to play his ass off. That defense is going to play their ass off. Their defense might be better than Kansas City's defense. But I think Kansas City has something in Pacheco. As well as I think Mahomes is going to play, Pacheco is the key to this game. If they can have any type of running game with this guy, they're going to win this game. And I think they will. Because I don't think Andy Reid loses 4 games to any coach in the NFL, especially when they mean the most. Take Kansas City. Take that 1 point. Do it before they change the line on you. It's basically a toss-up. Go for it. Kansas City and the Eagles, both favorites. Borrow a little bit of money. Go put it on there. Kansas City and Philly. And those are the picks. That segment is brought to you by Scout and Sellers, wine consultant Tina Cajon, 602-410-4821. If you're tired of wine, giving you the blahs, too much sugar, additives, preservatives, give her a call. Wine done the right way, no additives, no preservatives, no extra sugars, nothing that makes you feel blah at the end. She will set up a wine testing and tasting for you, so make sure you get with her. That's Scott and Sellers Wine Consultant, Tina Calhoun. That phone number again is 602-410-4821. Going to step away for a second. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit of NBA and what's going on with the All-Star Game. We'll do that. Epidural, Scars with the Cave Show, Sports Talk Radio. This is PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Here come the drums!
Welcome back to the Cave Show with TLR. This is TLR coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. The last Friday in January. Big game is 3 weeks away. Cannot wait. 2 weeks away, excuse me. Cannot wait. They're in Phoenix. So this place, how do the young kids say it? This place is going to be lit. Barrett Jackson is in town now. Waste Management Open is in town the same week as the Super Bowl. If you have a house, go find a cousin to stay with and rent that bad boy out as an Airbnb. Get yourself a little pocket change because it is going to be packed down here. So before we get into the NBA, there is something I have to address. This has to be the weirdest story that I've heard all week. I'm sure not too many people have heard of Marcus Stokes, high-rated quarterback out of high school, committed to Florida. Well, Mr. Stokes, you did what a lot of kids do today. You're an idiot. And so you decide to do everything in your life on Instagram or Twitch or Snapchat or whatever. So he's driving around in his car. And he decides he's going to Instagram what he does. And he's listening to a song on the radio. And he decides to do what most people do in their car and sing along with the song. But most of us don't do it on Instagram. We just sing the song. My age, I'm singing Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm singing Patti LaBelle. Not too much of this new stuff. Can't understand it anyway. On either side. Doesn't matter to me. Be rock, be pop, be rap. I don't get it. Whatever. No, I can't even afford to go to a Taylor Swift concert. I don't have $18,000. So I don't think any of that crap. But this guy decides he's going to sing, and he sings a rap song. Well, this rap song has some lyrics that aren't too attractive for a young white dude to be singing. So he's in his car rapping along, dropping N-words all over the place. And he puts it on Instagram. Well, if you're a highly recruited quarterback, guess what happens when you put stuff on Instagram? Everyone sees it. So Florida sees it, gets reported to them, and Florida, who had offered him a scholarship as a four-star, rescinds it. And they say, you know, we're not going to do that. But you can't come here. So you're thinking, okay, well, this kid's now in trouble because now he has that stigma of saying the N-word on Instagram. When I first saw the story, I knew there was a little bit more to it. Because I didn't think in this day and age that he was just walking down the street saying this. So he's singing a song, right? So Florida pulls in like, hey, man, you know how it goes. When you get to certain words, you let the song fit, and then you resume on the other side. That's not the strange part. The strange part is that his scholarship was pulled by Florida, but Albany State, HBCU, and Coach Quinn Gray offered him a scholarship to come play football. Can't make this shit up. So he's mulling over if he's going to accept that scholarship or not. And so, of course, you know, is he a good kid? Is he a bad kid? Should he said it? Should he have not said it? And it goes back and forth. I want to know the reason, the real reason, Albany State offered him a scholarship. And we know the reason Florida did it, because they don't want the PR. But I want you guys to think back to something. I want you to think about how good is this quarterback and how good will he be? Because depending on how good you are, erases everything you've done in your past. If he sucked, this wouldn't be a story. Albany State would have offered him a scholarship, and it'd be gone. And if you think I'm kidding, there's a quarterback in the NFL now. His name is Josh Allen. He was the brainiac who tweeted when he was in high school, "If it ain't white, it ain't right," and attached it with some N-bombs all over it. Funny how he's a really good quarterback, and we just chalked that up to being a part of youthful indiscretion. So we're going to find out how good Mr. Marcus Stokes is. Because will this go from youthful indiscretion, if he's real good, to he's the dumbest person on the earth if he sucks? So I'm curious to find out. But story of the weird, HBCU comes to his rescue. All right, we're going to talk about this NBA All-Star game. And this is the biggest joke in the world because it's not a real game. I hear people get mad all the time over the NBA All-Star game. Reserves haven't been picked yet, but people get so heated over who's picked. The only person that should be heated is if you're an NBA player and you have a kicker in your contract. But most of the players that get snubbed make the game anyway. Let me just put this out here. You can vote. You can go to Sports Cave on Instagram. Cave is with the K. And you can vote on this. But I'm telling you right now, Ja Morant, for example, one of the top guards in the NBA. As long as Steph Curry is playing and as long as Luka is playing, he will never supplant them as a starter. It's just not going to happen. This is the fans' game. The starting five is a popularity contest. Anything you've ever voted for in your life, it's a popularity contest. If you vote for the president, popularity. Governor, popularity. Senator, popularity. It's always popularity. Yeah, people sometimes a little bit, maybe 10% of the people care about the person and what they're talking about. The rest of the people, it's a popularity contest. If you're likable, you get votes. Luka is being called a generational player. He will get votes. Steph Curry is one of the all-time great players. He will get votes. This is the same reason why Devin Booker will never start, listen to me, as a ticket writer on the Devin Booker fan club, he will never start an All-Star game. Never. He is not YouTubable. And for those of you that don't know what YouTubable means, Devin Booker maybe once a month does something where you go, oh, you got to go watch what he did. It's on YouTube. Steph, Luka, Ja, they do that at least once a game. There's something YouTubable about them. YouTube, Instagram, that's likes, that's clicks, that's what people want to see. As great as Joel Embiid is in the East, he's not a snub. He's getting in the game. But he's not ever going to get more votes than a KD. He's not going to get more votes than Jason Tatum right now. He's not going to get more votes than Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's not going to happen. When we say snubs, it's a way of just keeping something going. A snub would be if he didn't make the game. The funniest snub I've seen is AD getting snubbed. AD played in six quarters and got hurt. Not a snub. He doesn't deserve to be there. He hasn't played enough. The All-Star game isn't a lifetime achievement award. It's supposed to be how you're doing that season. You give the fans their five from each conference. And the coaches and the players sort out the rest. But it's the fans' game. If the fans, enough fans, wanted to see Embiid in, he'd be a starter. If enough fans wanted to see Ja in, he'd be a starter. Fans game. You're not going to supplant some of these guys. It's just not going to happen. Ja will be in the game. Believe me, vets don't want to play heavy minutes in an all-star game anyway. They don't mind the young guys playing. Also, the other thing they do is whatever city it's in, they try to get that guy the all-star game, especially if he's the starter. The best thing the all-star game has done over the last couple of years is having no clock fourth quarter with the target score, because competitors get competitive when it's time to win, and that makes it fun. I'm anxious to see some things about this year's All-Star game, though, that I think are going to be a lot of fun. The captain's picking people right there at the game. That's going to be fun. That'll be fun to see. And, you know, they've already going to have their side conversations, so no one's going to be really surprised. But how much fun would it be if it came down to the last two picks and you see James Harden hasn't been picked, and the captain that has Durant isn't going to pick Harden? Stuff like that will be fun. But stop the snubbing nonsense. Let's not talk snubs again. The five that are starting are the five that should start. It's the fans' game. Baseball lost sight of that for a long time, putting the all-star game winner gets home field advantage. That was as voluntary to go shopping with your mother-in-law. It's the fans' game. I'll tell you one person I'm happy to see starting, Kyrie Irving. Gifted. Just gifted. Honestly, best handled I've seen in basketball since Isaiah Thomas played. So, Steph people, you come at me if you want. Tim Hardaway people, come at me if you want. Iverson people, come at me if you want. Isaiah Thomas was the best ball handler ever. And then Kyrie came along. And they're 1-2. And there should be no argument. All right, guys. I said I'd give the phone number out for calls to prove that I didn't lie. The number is 563-999-3012. If you can call in the next 6 seconds, I'll get you in. Well, obviously that didn't happen. But girls, thank you for having me. More info on the big game party here. I'm telling you, this place is so much fun for the big game. It's packed. Every TV is on, except there's always one TV that's on, because out of everyone here ready for the Super Bowl, there's one guy that wants to watch the end of the Phoenix Open. So I think this year what they should do for that guy, get a little black and white 9-inch, put him in a corner somewhere. Because this Super Bowl, in all honesty, I don't care which one of these four teams make it, this game I think will be one of the best ever. Make sure you follow us on social media at Sports Cave, Caves with a K, on the Twitter, on Instagram, and on the Facebook. You can get me directly as well. PLR on Sports on the Twitter. Should be a fun week of football, fun week of everything. Until next week, everyone, enjoy, be safe, take care of each other, and just be good people. I decided I didn't show today, go a little away from the tips for a while. I thought I'd just play a song that describes me. Until next week, everyone take care of this case. It'll be a while.
just one simple rule. I'm just cool.